Amen. That is good news tonight, isn't he? God is turning it around. And God knows how to do it. Amen. Sometimes we try to turn it around and we get it all messed up. That's the truth. I've done it over and over and over. Thought, oh, I can handle this. I know the best way to do this. And then I do what I think is right and I mess it all up. So I've learned. And God is so patient, isn't he? And so merciful to us that he lets us keep going in him. Amen. We just have to get up and dust ourselves off, learn from our mistakes, and go on. Amen. The sad thing is that so many people let, when they fall, they just let themselves stay down. They don't get back up. But you know, every Christian is in the same boat. We all miss it. We all fail. We've all fallen short of the glory of God. We don't like to. It's not a good place to be. Amen. But it happens to all of us. So we can't allow the devil to stomp us out, amen, and keep us down. We've got to dust ourselves off and get back up and keep going. Praise God. But God is turning it around. Praise God. He is so good to us. Let's turn to Exodus chapter 3. Exodus chapter 3, and I want to read verse 7. Exodus 3 and 7, it says, "And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt, and I have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows." So it says that, now this is talking about the Israelites when they were in captivity in Egypt. And it says, God saw and God knew. Amen. God saw and he knew. He saw their affliction and he knew their sorrows. So tonight I want you to know that God knows what you're going through tonight. God sees what you're going through tonight. Amen. He knows your situation and he sees the afflictions and the sorrow that you're going through. Amen. He knows. And God, and I talked about last time, God is up to something. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Good news tonight. Praise God. He is up to something. And he's turning the situation around. God knows your situation tonight. And God has a plan. He has a way. So, you know, a lot of times we go through our little rituals. When we're going through something, we go through our little rituals of telling God how bad it is. You know, just God, I'm just so pitiful. You see this situation, you see how big it is. You see how impossible it is. You see all this, God. And yes, he does see it. He does see it. He does know. The enemy tries to make you think you're out there all by yourself and God doesn't see and he doesn't know. He doesn't understand your situation, but that is a lie. The enemy, God knows exactly what your situation is and he knows exactly how to deliver you out of that situation. So what do we got to do? We've got to keep our eyes on the Lord. We've got to keep our focus on him. We can't look at our situation and get our focus on just that situation. Amen. You think about all the things that you've been through in your life and you're still here. Amen. The devil couldn't take you out then. Amen. God had a way of deliverance for you. He had a way then and he's got a way for you tonight. He's got a way for you right now in the middle of the situation that you're going through tonight. Amen. It's the truth. Hallelujah. He knows exactly how to turn it around tonight. Hallelujah. Now let's read verse 8. Says, "And I am come down to deliver them." Everybody say, "I have come down."
I have come down.
Good news tonight, amen. "I have come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them up out of that land unto a good land and a large, unto a land flowing with milk and honey. Hallelujah. God has come down, glory to God, to deliver them. God sees that the people that have come against you, amen. God sees that attack that the enemy has come against your finances with. God sees the attack that the enemy has come against you in your body. Amen. It's the truth. In your health. You know that it says the enemy comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. So God sees what the enemy has come against you with tonight. He's seen that attack against your marriage. He has seen that attack against your home, against your children, against your job, against every situation, against your mind and your emotions. God sees exactly where the enemy has tried to come in and steal, kill, and destroy from you. And God has a plan. Amen. God says, I have come down to deliver you. Praise the Lord. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If he had a plan to get the Israelites out of captive, God's got a plan to get you out of captivity. Amen. Glory to God. He has a plan. He's turning it around. I couldn't help but think about the time, and Pastor and I have told it over and over and over, but we'll probably keep telling it over and over and over. But about when Benjamin, our son, was a little boy, he was probably about maybe 3 or 4 years old, and we had gone to Ryan's to eat, Ryan's Steakhouse. And so we got our steaks and we sat down to eat. Benjamin, even as little as he was, he loved steak. But we didn't get him steak because steak's not easy for little children to eat. So he's begging me for a piece, just a little piece of steak, Mama. So you know how us mamas are. We have a little weakness for our babies. So I gave him a piece of my steak. Well, he starts choking. And so I started panicking. My child's over here choking. I gave him a piece of my steak. And so I jump up and I run over there to Benjamin. He's on the other side of the table. And I start beating him on the back. And I'm hollering right and right. Jesus! 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 And all of a sudden, I looked up, and Rock's not doing anything. He's just sitting there. And I said, Rock, do something. And so as soon as I quit beating poor little Benjamin, he just reaches his hand into his mouth and pulls the steak out of his throat. So, I couldn't help but think about every time we get together to eat or something and somebody sounds like they're choking, I'll say, don't make me come over there. And so I can just imagine that when the enemy comes against God's child, when he attacks his God's child, God's saying, don't make me come down there. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God will come on the scene. Hallelujah. He will show up on your behalf. Glory to God. He knows right where you are. Praise the Lord. When he comes on the scene, he makes the situation turn around. Hallelujah. And y'all gonna have to just get excited along with me. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't make me come down there. Hallelujah. When God delivers you from the hand of the enemy, He takes you to a higher place. He doesn't just bring you back to where you were. Glory to God. He takes you to a better place. Amen. He takes you to a place of promotion. When He says enough is enough, glory to God, the enemy has to go. He has to back up. He has to take his hand off of you. Hallelujah. When God turns it around for you, He doesn't just take you to that place, but He puts you in a better position, a land flowing with milk and honey. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. He even gives you some chocolate if you want it. Amen. Not just milk and honey, but some chocolate with it. Glory to God. I like my chocolate. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So God has got a plan. He's got a way. He's going to deliver you out of that situation. Amen. He's not just going to leave you there. Glory to God. So now let's go to verse 21. In verse 21, God tells us how He's going to deliver them. Amen. How He's going to turn it around. Praise the Lord. It says in 21, "And I will give this people favor." Everybody say favor.
Favor.
"In the sight of the Egyptians. And it will come to pass that when ye go, ye shall not go empty-handed." Amen. Glory to God. God doesn't just bring you back to where you were. Hallelujah. He gives you blessings. He gives you favor. So God is going to come on the scene. Amen. Hallelujah. And He's going to turn it around for you. And He's going to deliver you, hallelujah, from the attacks of the enemy. And He's going to give you favor right in the middle of the enemy. Hallelujah. God has prepared a table for you in the presence of your enemy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Whatever enemy you're facing tonight, God is going to make you have favor regardless. Hallelujah. Regardless of what the enemy is doing. Regardless of what it looks like in the natural, God is going to give you favor. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God for favor tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. And you won't come out empty-handed. I love that. Amen. The Israelites came back. They came out with silver and with gold and with fine clothes. They were talking my language right there. Amen. Silver and gold and fine clothes. Glory to God. That's some deliverance right there, isn't it? Hallelujah. Milk and honey. And chocolate and gold and silver and clothes. That's some good stuff. Amen. When God brings you out, He makes you better. Hallelujah. The favor of God is going before you and making every crooked place straight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. I love favor. Because favor is not fair. Amen. Because I'm God's favorite child. And you're God's favorite child tonight. God has a turning around in store for you. He has a way where there seems to be no way. Glory to God. Deliverance. Deliverance from what the enemy means for evil. God will turn it around for good. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, the enemy never has the final say. Glory to God. He never has the final say. Isaiah 54 and 17. Let's turn there. Isaiah, this is one that we're pretty, all of us are pretty much familiar with. We love this one, don't we? Isaiah 54 and 17. No weapon formed against you will prosper. Amen. No weapon formed against you will prosper. Now the enemy may try to form a weapon against you, but he never has the final say.
That's right.
Glory to God. That weapon will not prosper. It might look like it's prospering. It might look like a great big old explosion. But when God comes down, when God comes on the scene, hallelujah, that thing has got to stop. It doesn't prosper. It doesn't do the thing that the enemy sent it to do. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. This is a promise of God to you, His child. If you are His child tonight, this belongs to you. Use it. Use it as a weapon against the enemy. Amen. God has promised to you that this weapon or any weapon formed against you will not prosper. It won't have any punch. It won't have any bang. Amen. Hallelujah. Because God has got a TKO for the devil. Hallelujah. Glory to God. No attack of the enemy has taken God by surprise. He knows and He sees. He sees what the enemy has come against you with tonight, and He knows what to do. He knows how the enemy has tried to torment you, how he has tried to make you give up, how he's made you try to make you think it's not going to work out, that it's going to be the worst case scenario. God sees and He knows. But He hasn't fallen off His throne. He hasn't stayed awake worrying about it. He's not wringing His hands saying, "Oh God, Lord, what are we going to do about this one?" Now, I could part the Red Sea. I can heal the lame man. I can open the blinded eyes. I can do all these things. But how am I going to turn this poor child situation around? That's not what our God's doing. Amen? He's saying, "I've dealt with this before." He's saying, "There is nothing that has been done that I haven't delivered somebody out of already. I've already done it." Amen. So He knows the perfect way. He has the perfect plan. Amen. He knows the perfect way to deliver you, how to turn your situation around. Glory to God. So we've got our eyes on Him. Amen. We've got our heart set on Him tonight. We've got our focus set on our Lord tonight. Not on our situation. Not that we are ignoring the situation, but that we aren't trying to work it out in our flesh. But that we're depending on Him. We're looking to Him and we're depending on Him tonight. No weapon formed against you will prosper, and every tongue that will rise up against you in judgment, thou shalt condemn. They will be shown to be in the wrong. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of man. I love that he put that in there. Their righteousness, see, the enemy will come against you and say, you can't pray. You can't ask God for this. Look what you've done. Look how you acted. Look where you failed. Look how you talked. But he adds on right here, their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. It goes back to him. It's because of him that we are righteous, not because we are perfect. Not because we are so good. Not because we have never made a mistake. See, that's where the enemy tries to trip us up. But that's where we got to fall back on the blood. Amen. It's only Jesus that we're made righteous. Hallelujah. If we could only grasp and only understand the love that he has for us. He did everything that he could for us because he loves us with an everlasting love. Don't listen to the voice of the enemy trying to tell you that you've gone to God too many times. You've messed up too many times. You've failed too many times. Don't listen to those lies. See, that's what the enemy does. He is a liar and the father of lies. So anything that comes against your thought life in that way, automatically know that's the devil. I'm not listening to that. I know who my Jesus is. I know that he is a forgiving God. Amen. It's because of him that you are made righteous tonight. You are in right standing with him. You messed up? Say, God, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Help me not to fail. And get back up. Pick yourself back up. Dust off yourself. Dust it off. And go on. Go on in God. Amen. He's got a place for you. A place that is flowing with milk and honey. He's got a place of rest for you. He's got a good place for you. Amen. Hallelujah. He's got good plans for you. He's got plans that are for good and not for evil. Hallelujah. So if it's anything that's bad, if it's anything that's negative, if it's anything that is depressing or anything that steals from you, then you know it's not God. Don't have to receive it. Don't have to receive it. Amen. Goes back to Jesus, who he is. Like that song we sang tonight. He's a good, good father. Amen. It's who he is. It's who he is. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's just bow our heads tonight. And you can get Ashley for me. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you that you are a good, good Father. We thank you, Father God, that you love us with an everlasting love. We thank you, Father, it's by Jesus Christ that we are righteous. We thank you, Father God, that you see our situation, Father, and that you know, Father God, the afflictions and the sorrows and the pains and the hurts, the emotional problem, Father God, that the enemy has come against us with, financial problems, marital problems, problems with children. Father, these things are not a surprise to you. You see them, Father. You see them, Father. They're right before you. The health issues the enemy has come against your people with, Father. You see right where we're at. And Father, you have the way of deliverance, Father. And I thank you, Lord, that you come down tonight. You come down tonight, Father God, with your hand of deliverance. Thank you that you're moving, Father God, and working, Father God, in your people's hearts tonight. Father, that their ears are open to you. Their eyes, Father God, are open to you. Their hearts are receptive to you tonight, Father God. And we receive that love that you have for us. We receive it tonight. We thank you, Father God, that you love us and that you forgive us for our failures and our shortcomings, Father God, and that we are made righteous by Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Give God a hand clap of praise tonight. Amen. Ashley, you can come up. Praise the Lord.